Now, if you have been following news headlines this week, you will know it has been an appalling week for violence against children in this province. The bodies of four children found in separate incidents in the Western Cape over the last 5 days. In the most recent one, it is a four-year-old girl whose body was discovered in Paarl on Monday. In Philippi, at the same time, crime scene experts deployed to a bushy area along Veltevreden Road, where a boy's body was discovered. On Thursday last week, the bodies of two girls, aged 9 and 10, were found in a shack in Albertinia in the Southern Cape. And at least in that case, a suspect is in custody. The man has already appeared in court accused of murder. What is the latest, though, on this latest discovery in Paarl? With me on the line is Edgar Peterson, who is a spokesperson for the Paarl East Community Policing Forum. Edgar, I'm sorry it's talking under these circumstances, but thank you very much for your time this morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Papa. Good morning to our listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
What do we know about the latest death? I gather this is a child who had been reported missing over the weekend.
The child has been reported missing late Sunday afternoon. The mother has been looking for the child. The child was reported missing to the police, and the search started on Sunday evening, and unfortunately, she was found dead on school grounds on Monday afternoon. However, there is some good news amongst all this bad news. There has been two arrests and two people are appearing in court this morning on the murder of the late Mia.
Mia is her name. Okay, that's an interesting development. Edgar, obviously I know you can't name them yet. They haven't had the opportunity to appear in court and plead to any charges. But what can you tell us, if anything, about those two suspects?
In terms of who they are, I also don't really have that information, but what I do know is it's two males, aged 37 and 40 year old, and about the circumstances and how exactly things happened, that unfortunately I do not know at this stage.
Okay, obviously, once they've appeared in court later on, we should have more detail. Edgar, my understanding is that it was actually school children who discovered the body. Is that correct? Although a search was underway, you've mentioned that that Mia's body was found on school grounds. And was it, in fact, pupils of that school who found it?
That is so concerning. The school has been on the whole morning. Children have been playing on the school grounds and there was no body. So obviously, there's a lot of rumors at this stage going around. But the current story that we have is that a young boy saw somebody dumping the child in either a blanket or a black bag on the school grounds, and then they went to check what he dumped, and then found that it is in fact the body of the 4-year-old Mia Botha.
Obviously, an incredibly traumatic thing for anybody to go through. I know even seasoned detectives on police teams find it difficult. For a school child to have that kind of experience is horrific. Edgar, as far as you know, is the school offering any kind of counselling and trauma support to the pupils?
In fact, that is a conversation that I had with members of the community, because they were actually very concerned, because there was a breakdown in communication between the police and the family, because they actually came to me last night. The family sent some representatives to me because they, in fact, didn't even know that there were arrests made, because they were never told.
Wow.
That there were, in fact, arrests made because of the whole breakdown in communication. People wanted to march to the police station this morning. So when I released a statement yesterday and announced that two people were in fact actually arrested, and that people should actually divert the energy into going to the courts and telling them that we don't want this person to get bail, it came out in that conversation that the family had no support up to this point in terms of how to deal with this matter. So unfortunately, that is something that I will make sure that we take up this morning and make sure that the family actually get some support in terms of dealing with the psychological issues of the matter they have been dealing with. Because what's also very concerning is that I spoke to a teacher during the course of the week, and he mentioned to me that the brother is actually in his class, and that the brother went out, the 13-year-old brother of Mia went out to identify the body.
Oh, no, no. That's not something a child should ever have to do, Edgar. That's appalling.
Exactly. So there is definitely a need. So that's something I will follow up on this morning, because I believe that based on the information that the teacher gave me, that they are in fact dealing at their school, dealing with assisting him in dealing with the situation.
Edgar Peterson, thank you for the update. Very, very sad and terribly traumatic story. Edgar is the Paarl East Community Policing Forum spokesperson, and I really hope that your intervention can establish some clearer lines of communication and support for that family, because they should not be finding out news directly linked to the murder of their child via third-hand channels. It simply shouldn't be happening, and the thought of a 13-year-old identifying the body of his own sibling is just too ghastly to contemplate. Edgar, thank you very much.